Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party was seen winning around 34% of the vote in France's first round of parliamentary elections on Sunday, exit polls showed. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Exit polls showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday. But the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Sunday's outcome is a major blow to President Emmanuel Macron, who stunned the nation when he called for snap elections. The results were in line with opinion polls ahead of the election, but provided little clarity on whether Le Pen's anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic party will be able to form a government and coexist with pro-EU Macron after next Sunday's second round of voting is concluded.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. The U.S. military has raised the alert level of several bases in Europe to its second highest level, multiple American media outlets reported on Sunday. The American bases located across Europe were raised to the Charlie alert level, ABC News and CNN reported, both citing unnamed officials. That level's ordered when a, quote, incident occurs where intelligence is received indicating some form of terrorist action or targeting against personnel or facilities is likely, the U.S. Army says on its website. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox protesters clashed with Israeli police in central Jerusalem on Sunday, days after Israel's Supreme Court ruled the state must begin drafting Jewish seminary students into the military. The ultra-Orthodox conscription waiver has become increasingly charged in Israel as its armed forces are overstretched by a multi-front war. This is VOA News. The United States, along with regional partners, has been working to broker a peace deal between Israel and Hamas, but both sides seem entrenched. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Hamas demands a total ceasefire and Israel's complete withdrawal from Gaza, while Israel agrees only to temporary pauses until Hamas is no more. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the war displaced most of Gaza's 2.3 million residents, many now living in tent cities as temperatures soar above 32 degrees Celsius. The United States, for its part, remains Israel's staunchest ally in material and financial support, but calls for a ceasefire grow by the day with images pouring in of the civilian toll of the war. As of Friday, the United Nations said at least 60,000 people had been forced to flee areas in the east and northeast of Gaza City. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
South Korea's military says North Korea has launched at least one short-range ballistic missile off its east coast a day after the North vowed to take, quote, offensive and overwhelming countermeasures in response to a new U.S. military drill with South Korea and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile was launched from southeastern North Korea at 5:05 a.m. on Monday. It says an additional unidentified ballistic missile launch trajectory was detected 10 minutes later, a suggestion there might have been two missile launches. Russia's forces on Sunday attacked the center of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Mayor Ihor Terekhov, writing on the Telegram messaging app, said the bomb hit near the city center, triggering a fire. He put the death toll at one, with an eight-month-old infant among the injured. Additionally, a post office was set ablaze. Emergency services are examining the area. Fedir is a postal employee. He says that he ran to the bomb shelter just in time and that the explosion is still ringing in his ears. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Hurricane Beryl has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches the Southeast Caribbean. The region began shutting down on Sunday amid urgent pleas from government officials for people to take shelter. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami warned Beryl was, quote, forecast to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge as an extremely dangerous hurricane. Beryl was located about 500 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.